code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
February 2013. Newcomers, help yourself to the audios at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. There's lots to choose from. And if you go through them in order, you start to understand the system you're born into, the big system that runs the world. The system got together an awful long time ago and emerged into the public life around the early 1900s openly. They're private organizations, actually, but they run the world's finances, run the politics, they can put politicians in, have done for 100 years in every country. And lots and lots of bureaucrats, too, that are members of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations, are also inside government at the top level. So they've been running the world for a long time. I go through the history of it. I use their own historian, Carl Quigley, who wrote a couple of really good books on it. And he was their inside man who did their own histories, of their own archives of histories, because they've been changing the world for 100 years behind wars and everything, and Quigley thought this was a good idea, actually. They had a good goal in mind to enrich themselves and dominate the world so that scientists could run it on their behalf more efficiently. So help yourself to all the audios, and you'll start to understand what really runs the world, and hopefully reclaim some of your minds, because we've all been damaged by the nonsense that's put out there daily to bedazzle us. Remember, too, you are the audience to bring me to you, and you can help me keep going, but I have no backing by advertisers, so don't bring on board any advertisers or sell you stuff or gimmicks or anything like that. And I don't have shares in anything that's sold. I'm just little old me here. Putting out this information that really has changed the direction that things were going a long time ago, and so that people start to see the big picture for the whole world, because the world agenda is a new world order, you see, not just an orderly fashion of bureaucrats and so on. It's also a financial order. It's also a new way of living for everyone. Everybody in the planet will be run from birth to death by agencies, government agencies. So help yourself to that, and you can keep me going, as I say, by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. From the US to Canada, don't forget you can still use personal checks or international postal money orders. You can send cash or use PayPal across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal straight. Donations really are seriously welcome as the dollar inflates. In other words, devalues. And it's to get a lot worse pretty shortly, actually. That's designed. It's designed that way. It's built into the system anyway, regardless of the era that you live in. So we're going through the big changes, as I say, and most folk have no clue. We're given the fallout of the disease that runs the world. And we're allowed to talk about the side effects and secondary tumors and so on, but we're not allowed to talk about the primary tumor that causes it all. It's forbidden, you understand? So you can talk about the fallout, and sure enough, the media that's owned by the main tumor gives us lots of fallout to predate, prattle on about and argue about and get us all fighting with each other and so on. Because the world has an agenda, and different groups in the world have tried in the past ages to push their own agendas through to be supreme, and nothing's changed. It's still going on today, in fact. And the various groups are competing to rule the whole kit and caboodle, and one in particular runs most of it already through the people who belong to this organization, and they certainly are making the strides now to take it all over, because they believe that's their right to do so, according to ancient books and so on. So we're going through big, big changes, and you're seeing the chaos and the fallout. The media is totally owned, of course, always has been by them, and the entertainment industry is also completely owned by them. It was set up there to actually change your way of thinking so that you'll go along with everything. You get more indoctrination through fiction than you will through regular media. The regular media is too dry, and most folk will turn it off or just listen to it with half a year. But in entertainment, you're totally brainwashed because you don't know you're being brainwashed. I'm back with more after this break.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, we're back. The system, as I say, has been here for an awful long time, and the system moved into the country through Holland, into Britain, into the States, and so on over centuries, beginning with the money, the commercial trade routes and all the rest of it, and the actual corporations themselves. Nothing's changed. Except they're much, much, much bigger now, of course, because they're a bigger. Understand, they live on corporate welfare. And every new idea that they sell to government, we fund them for whatever new idea corporations are into at the time. And of course, the greening agenda is one big thing right now. It doesn't matter if your little project plan fails or not, you can make your billions off of it free and pocket the rest and then just declare that it didn't work and that's it. And there's no slapping off hands. It's a great business to be in now. But big businesses like that are always been good businesses to be in because they always have good ideas and there's always some country going to buckle in and finance them and through your taxpayers' money, of course. But there's one that goes on about this big bank, the HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation. And it's a very, very old bank. It was set up by the special folk that moved in there from London. At one point, it handled all the dope industry in the 1800s. Cameron, Prime Minister of Britain, he was involved, or his predecessors were, and his own family were involved with that family, intermarried with them, and helped run the drug industries there too. But they're too big to fail, they call themselves, of course. And it says this year, this article is pretty good, it says that the deal was announced quietly just before the holidays, almost like the government was hoping people were too busy hanging stockings by the fireplace to notice. Flooring politicians, lawyers, and investigators all over the world, the U.S. Justice Department granted a total walk to executives of the British-based bank HSBC for the largest drug terrorism money laundering case ever. Yes, it issued a fine, which is $1.9 billion, or about 5 weeks' profit, but it didn't extract so much as $1 one day in jail from any individual, despite a decade of stupefying abuses. People may have outrage fatigue about Wall Street and more stories about billionaire greenheads or greedheads getting away with their more stealing often cease to amaze me. But the HSBC case went miles beyond the usual paper-pushing, keypad-punching sort of crime committed by geeks and tries normally associated with Wall Street. In this case, the bank literally got away with murder while aiding and abetting it anyway. Since for at least half a decade, the storied British colonial banking power helped to wash hundreds of millions of dollars for drug mobs, including Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. Suspected in tens of thousands of murders just in the past 10 years, people so totally evil jokes on former New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer said that they make the guys on Wall Street look good. And that means an awful lot, believe you me. The banks also moved for organizations. They moved money from, they call Al-Qaeda, in other words, the CIA boys, and Hezbollah, and for Russian gangsters. I love how they use national names for the same people who are everywhere across the world. This has helped countries like Iran, the Sudan, North Korea evade sanctions, and in between helping murderers and terrorists and rogue states, aided countless common tax cheats in hiding their cash. They violate every law in the book, said Jim Blum, attorney and former Senate investigator who headed a major bribery investigation against Lockheed in the 1970s that led to the passage of the Foreign Corruption Practices Act that took every form imaginable form of illegal and illicit business. That nobody from the bank went to jail or paid a dollar in individual fines is nothing new in this era of financial crisis. What's different about this settlement is that the Justice Department for the first time admitted why it decided to go soft on this particular kind of criminal. It was worried that anything more than a wrist slap for the HSBC might undermine the world economy. Had the U.S. authorities decided to press criminal charges, said Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brower at a press conference to announce the settlement, HSBC would almost certainly have lost its banking license in the U.S. The future of the institution would have been under threat. An entire banking system would have been destabilized. It was the dawn of a new era. In the 3 years after 9/11, even being breathed on by a suspected terrorist could land you an extra legal detention for the rest of your life. But not when you're too big to fail or to jail. You can cop to laundering terrorist cash and violating the Trade with the Enemy Act, and not only will you be not be prosecuted for it, but the government will go out of its way to make sure you won't lose your license. See, someone on the Hill put it to me this way: okay, fine, no jail time, but they can't even pull their charter. Are you kidding? The Justice Department wasn't finished handing out the Christmas goodies. A little over a week later, Brewer was back in front of the press, giving a cushy deal to another huge international firm, the Swiss bank UBS, which has just admitted a key role in perhaps the biggest antitrust price-fixing case in history, the so-called LIBOR scandal, a massive interest rate-rigging conspiracy involving hundreds of trillions of dollars in financial products. While two minor players did face charges, Brewer and the Justice Department worried aloud about global stability, as explained why no criminal charges were being filed against the parent company. Our goal, says Brower, is not to destroy a major financial institution. Well, if you have a gangster, say the Capones or in the bunches that were up there, and there's a lot more worse than that in the Capone, actually, and Meyer Lansky and all these boys, it's like giving them, you know, the right to carry on as they were going on already, really. There's no difference. There's no difference, folks. There's a lot of commonalities, in fact. But anyway, that's how it really is. And as I said, the Hong Kong Bank and the Shanghai Banking Corporation has always been associated with drugs. Founded in 1865, HSBC became the major commercial bank in colonial China at the conclusion of the Second Opium War. Now, a lot of the boys in London, who moved into London, run that thing because they were running Britain by that time. And the same in the States, too. A lot of boys in the States were involved in it. Even the Bushes earlier, the antecedents were there too. And you'll find that quite a few names, in fact, current names, were involved in getting lots of money from the Opium Wars as they forced China to go under and make them trade with them and so on and so on. They did the same thing. They tried the same thing against Japan. They actually put frigates into the Japanese harbor to force them into accepting trade and letting the big money boys in. Siam was another case too. Many other countries had the same thing happen to these gangsters over the centuries. So, same characters are running the whole kit and caboodle, and they can't do anything about it. They're supreme, apparently. And no politician is going to do anything either, because he won't get funding from either that bank or one of the subsidiaries or one of the affiliate banks that give them the financial backing when they're running for election. They're all bought and paid for politicians. And that's just the way life is, folks, in this system of corruption. It's quite normal. Also, in Press Street TV, it says, Israelis see their ownership of the U.S. government in jeopardy. Now, that sounds a bit kind of hard, doesn't it? And if you go into the Israeli papers, even since Bill Clinton's time, it was amazing that guys at the top, including the president at that time of Israel, said, we own the U.S. I mean, that's what he said. And other ones, too, in his cabinet at the time, said the same thing. Other ones have said it since, and it kind of makes you wonder when people like that do say that they own the U.S. So people are really wondering who owns the U.S. But it says Israelis see their ownership of U.S. government in jeopardy. And it says here, on Friday, 40 allegedly American senators blocked Hagel's nomination with a filibuster. The message was loud and clear, but we are not United States senators, we are Israeli senators. And it names them all, and how many times they mentioned Israel in each one, and so on and so on. And, well, the general public have a right to know who's who. Of course they do. And do you have an American here who's all for America first, or you have someone else who's Israel first? It's a quite simple question, isn't it? Quite simple. Simple questions can get you in a lot of trouble, though, mind you, in this day and age. But I'll put this link up tonight, too, for those who were interested in it. Also tonight, too, there's a site I'll put up that's got the vaccine exemption forms state by state, and it gives you the numbers to ask for at the different places. You can go and get these certificates of immunization and get your exemption forms for it. They're all different numbers for exemption forms which you're allowed to get. I'll put this up tonight. It's quite good. And that's all you need. You don't need to have a religious affiliation or anything else. I mean, you just need to say, no, I don't want it. And that's good enough. It should be good enough. No matter what they tell you, oh, you must get it. No, you have a choice. Also, too, and it says here that, the world is so full of spooks and spies these days that you don't know who is who. It's bad enough even in the so-called Patriot Movement when you put them all under the cover of different organizations. They start up organizations, they infiltrate other organizations, and you just can't get away from it. All governments are doing this, you see. But Israel, of course, is Israel prisoner X Ben Ziegler, or Ziegler, as I think it's called, Z-Y-G-I-E-R, leaked Mossad secrets. He was a Mossad agent in Australia. Israel secretly imprisoned an Australian man who worked for the Mossad spy agency because it believed he had divulged details of his work, an Australian news program has reported. That's interesting in itself. It means he was being followed, or someone in the Australian security services was also working for Israel to get the news back to Israel. You understand? That's not unusual either. But since ABC News said Ben Ziegler was suspected by Israel of informing Australia's security agency of Mossad operations, last week ABC identified Mr. Ziegler as Israel's so-called prisoner X, whose existence in Israel never acknowledged. He was reported to have hanged himself months after his case surfaced in 2010. The report on ABC's foreign correspondent program, which named Mr. Ziegler, has been subject of intense media debate in Israel after Israel issued a gagging order preventing publication of details of the story. Restrictions were later eased, and some Israel members of parliament and called for an end to the practice of media censorship in the country. This is according to the latest foreign correspondent report. Mr. Ziegler met Australian Security Intelligence Organization agents and told them about secret operations he was involved in. The program said one of the operations was a top secret mission in Italy from which Mr. Ziegler had applied for a work visa. For foreign correspondent, Mr. Ziegler changed his name several times and outlined numerous passports which he used for Mossad work in Europe and the Middle East. Canada's awfully popular for passports, apparently. It said he set up a communications company in Europe for Mossad, which exported electronic components to Arab countries and Iran, it says here. Oh, imagine that. But yeah, inside the Australian agency, someone, and there's another agent in there, obviously. The word got back to them that they had a traitor there. They have them in every country, by the way. Back with more after this.
Time to relax and unwind.
What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and talking about the big silly system we're living in, it's very, very silly, isn't it, really? I mean, all the other things that they get you to fight about and argue about and so on, is to steamroll ahead with this world order of a world plantation, really, of slaves. Because that's what you turn into eventually, just a tax slave. And they don't want you still to be a slave when you can't work anymore and you get unfit, they want to just bump you off, you know, called euthanasia. Because they believe in efficiency at the top. They truly do believe in efficiency. Meanwhile, they have all kinds of longevity products that really do work, believe you me, in a much, much higher tech fashion than anything that's told to students at the University of Medicine. And they do give them to the high guys, you know, the really high guys that are on the go in their 80s and 90s, the Maurice Strongs and all these guys, and Brzezinski's, Kissinger's, etc. You'll never see that kind of stuff. But they have big, big plans for the future. Now, the only country that did not buckle under into the blackmail and to get plundered with the last bank collapse, which was all planned in the first place, was Iceland. And Iceland now rises further into an investment-grade status. Iceland's second largest bank, Landsbank, in Reykjavik in 2008 during the financial crisis, it says Iceland's rehabilitation after several years as a pariah in the global financial markets gathered pace last night after ratings agency Fitch said the island's nation's debts had moved further into investment-grade status. He said Iceland's debts had been upgraded to BBB. I love all those different things that the same guys that run all the money system do. They give you they actually kill you by giving you a bad rating just for a swipe. But anyway, you're up to BBB, a triple B, after a strong recovery from the financial crisis. Reykjavik's major recovery comes after its 300,000 residents were told they would be locked out of the world's financial markets for decades after they refused to rescue a group of bankrupt banks in 2008. Unlike Ireland, Portugal and Spain, the Icelandic government let the country's banks become insolvent rather than spend tens of billions of pounds on bailout funds. Ireland, which spent more than 40 billion euros rescuing its banks, recently renegotiated a series of loans with the EU that will mean its debt payments stretch beyond 2050. Actually, it has just signed on for perpetual slavery for generations. That's what they've signed on for, because that's what the banking system and debt's all about, compound interest and so on. Spain could still be forced to accept the EU bailout after a further deterioration in the financial stability of its major banks, which have only recently revealed the full extent of the bad loans they made in the run-up to the banking crisis. Paul Rockin, senior director in Fitch's sovereign rating group, said the restoration of Iceland's long-term foreign currency rating to investment grade reflects the progress that's been made in restoring macroeconomic stability, pushing ahead with structural reform and rebuilding sovereign creditworthiness. Since the 2008 banking and currency crisis, Iceland has successfully exited its IMF program. Good for them, because that's the big killer. It's when you take the money from the World Bank and the IMF comes in and runs your country until you pay it off. And all your policies too, by the way, when they get in. They kicked him out and gained renewed access to the international capital markets. A promising economic recovery is underway. Financial sector restructuring is well advanced, with public debt and GDP appears to be close to peaking on the back of a robust fiscal consolidation program. But they better be very careful, because these guys have a long memory. They've got a long memory, the top folks, believe you me, they do. So at the time of the banking debacle, Iceland was lauded by economists, including Princeton Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman, who advocated that other countries should follow suit and refuse to identify bank creditors from insolvent banks. Krugman said markets would be more forgiving when the situation was stabilized. Iceland's population accepted steep cuts in pay and government services as the price of the bailout, but unlike their European counterparts, have escaped with only relatively small debts. Since it paid back the IMF loans in August 2011, it's increased exports and stabilized the government's finances. Growth in 2011 reached 3%. So anyway, they did the right thing. And everybody else says, oh, you know, you'll be left behind and you get no more advance money if you just, oh, yeah, yeah. It's all worked out in advance. That's what really runs the whole system, you know. Ties in with everything else, by the way. Now, in Holland, they're going further. I mentioned before, Holland was one of the first countries to bring in euthanasia for the elderly. And it was on a kind of voluntary basis and assisted suicide, they called it. And give a few years, and they started to make mistakes. They killed a nun, by the way, who certainly didn't register for that. And killed other people too, that were just useless eaters. This is the big agenda, useless eaters, while they claimed back all their pension. They might live to their 90, for goodness sake, after paying all that pension money in. The government could use that money. So just kill them. And then people who can't get killed by the agencies and so on, well, the government comes in and kills you anyway. They have vans that go up to your door, and they pop up the stairs and pop in the injection, and that's you. Very efficient, actually. And we keep slamming old people in the past from history as being the worst in eugenics and so on. No, it's happening now, folks. You just don't recognize it. But anyway, Dutch ask this question: should older workers earn less? This is the next step. As a French company asked them to accept pay cuts. So, it says, a French multinational suggestion in the Netherlands to ask older workers to accept pay cuts as a cost-cutting measure has touched a raw nerve as the Dutch economy faces a slowdown and rising unemployment. Unions see the idea of doing away with the principle of paying older workers more for the experience as an attack on a fundamental right. This is while employers see it as a solution to avoid layoffs in a crisis-hit economy. The date has ranged in the Netherlands since French IT giant Capgemini's Dutch general manager, Joran Versteeg, said he was looking at calibrating 5,000 Dutch-based employees to see if salaries matched current market value and productivity. Previously, this branch has always done well with skyrocketing salaries to match, Mr. Versteeg told the Financial Dagblad Daily last month. But the market has changed. We have to bring ourselves in line with it. So it's a start. It's a start. Get older folk paid less cash. And they bring it down from 50 to 40 to 30. As you go along, you know how it works. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, folks, we're back, heading through the Matrix. And I've talked so much about the big system, the big agenda, which really is a huge agenda. It's mentioned by lots of folk back in the 40s, 50s, and even the 30s, that we're going to bring this agenda in and run the world properly on behalf of the boys at the top who own the world, and the real top bankers and some guys who lend to nations. A lot of nothing to lend, mind you, but they get paid back in real goods. And it's a great scam, this whole system. And everyone at the top knows it's a scam, but they go along with it because they're well rewarded at the top. But they're all crooked, of course. The whole money system is rigged and crooked and compound interest and all the rest of it. And it's a complete joke. And it's amazing we can all take it so seriously, isn't it? And end up being utterly poor as they bring in their big, big agenda. We're more efficient to the bottom. We die off, too, under Agenda 21, etc., with government agencies running their lives and bureaucrats and officials. Well, tonight I'll put up a song that was done in England, I think it was, by a bunch of people in the pub, of course. And they have something to say about them, and I'll put that up and let you have a good little chuckle at that, about how they see their overlords. And also, this article is quite interesting. One of the top corporate sponsors for this year for the LGBT conference, the national one in the States, is the CIA. The CIA is. For the first time in history, the CIA served as a corporate sponsor of the OSTEM, Outs in Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, recent national conference in Chicago, and then discussions in the Intelligence Careers Conference track. It participated in the event as part of its nationwide outreach to diverse communities with mission-critical talent. An interesting term, mission-critical talent. It says agency officers managed to break out sessions on the topics of STEM, careers, and intelligence. It's like Get Smart, isn't it? It's about STEM, careers, and intelligence, leveraging science, technology, engineering, and mathematics for innovation and intelligence, and the importance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and the do-not-knows allies in the workplace. So it's a national security program that promotes leadership for opportunities for lesbian, gay, bisexuals, transgender. That's what it's about. That's what the STEM thing is, for anybody who doesn't know. So there you go. That's what's happening with your agencies that are not supposed to be poor for anything. They're supposed to be neutral and all these things. But everything's politicized today, of course. And this one, too, has to do with Chicago police stop immediate responses to burglaries and thefts. It says many Chicagoans who could now call 911 will no longer receive immediate help. Chicago police will no longer show up at crime scenes unless someone is in critical condition or a criminal suspect remains on the scene. It may soon take bullet wounds, broken bones, rape attacks, or other injuries to catch the attention of the police department, while crimes like car thefts may largely be overlooked, because they happen all the time there. Chicagoans who report property damage, vehicle thefts, garage burglaries, or other crimes in which the perpetrator is no longer on the scene will not be assisted until the police have time, thereby freeing up officers for patrol duties and also leaving distraught victims in the dark and so on. It's dark on Sunday. So anyway, that's how it's going as the US goes down with its finances and all the rest of it, as it bails out the rest of the world and spreads this global system. And I've said years ago, you know, that the US was simply being used to finish off this New World Order. Britain handed it to the US a long time ago, in World War One, actually, and by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they handed it over and says, well, you've got the manpower now, you've got the taxes, so you can get lots of money for weaponry, and you can take over the policemen of the world and push this agenda to standardize the world. Well, they've pretty well done it. And I've always said that when they've finished it, they'll be pulling away the rugs from underneath the people at home in America. And they are, of course. And also, too, I said with the big eating machine that you kind of yawn at, which is on TF television as your guys are there slaughtering folks across the Middle East, comes back to home to eat you. Always does. Always ends up coming back home to chop you up. Well, that's about to happen as well for those who have been quite clued in. And it's just going on and on and on. Tonight, too, I'll put up this Earth Charter, Maurice Strong, private organizations around the world, of course, run by special folk, though. It says the real goal of the Earth Charter is that it will, in fact, become like the Ten Commandments. That's Maurice Strong, is what he said. He's quite right, too, because they've got the World Council of Churches all on board for the greening. They've all been brainwashed. A lot of the top ministers have been paid to get their money, even from the Bush regime to the present Obama regime, to influence all the members to go along with the greening austerity stuff and push all that, and brainwash their children, of course. So they run all organized religions now. And also put up the mission and the goals of the Earth Charter tonight, too, a link for that. And also this one here to do with the deaths and so on. I mentioned the deaths in the National Health Service that Obamacare is going to copy. The RAND Corporation said they'd pick Britain's system to copy, and so this is where you're getting mistakes. And I mentioned all of the incredible messes that the hospitals are in over there with massive cutbacks. So intentional, of course. But a British health manager warned the boss of the National Health Service 4 years ago that his hospital was such a threat to patient safety. A nationwide investigation into avoidable hospital deaths has found that such warnings from doctors were often silenced or ignored. Gary Walker, the former chief of United Lincolnshire Hospitals Trust, was silenced in 2010 under a £500,000 super gag agreement, a payoff. That's what they can afford for payoffs as they cut back on patient care, £500,000. That's just one guy. He's now risking legal action by the NHS by speaking out. Walker reportedly received the payment last year. His former employer now faces a major investigation over its unusually high death rates in the midst of the Stafford inquiry fallout. Walker said that the chief of the National Health Service chief was not interested in patient safety and called on him to resign to end the culture of fear he created in the National Health Service, Britain's Daily Mail reported. Walker spoke to the BBC in an inclusive interview for its Today show, Radio 4, in which he explained that his hands had been tied. He said, "I was in danger of losing my house, I have children to support, and one thing you must remember is that if you're attacking the very top of the NHS, the sanctions are pretty dramatic." On Tuesday, shortly after letting off his plans to appear on national radio, the National Health Service wrote a letter to Walker reminding that if you have provided an interview or should this interview proceed, you will be in clear breach of the agreement, and as a result, the trust will be entitled to recover from you the payments made under the agreement. So they will try and take everything from you. This is how they blackmail everybody. But once you take the bribe, you see, you're easily blackmailed. This is the real world, folks. Everything runs like this. I mean, everything. There's Berlusconi said last week in his election in Italy there that bribes are normal. What's the problem? I'll put that link up, too. Those roads. This is how it runs at the top. It's just one big mafia at the top, folks. And telling the truth, you know, it's a dangerous thing in these days. So what can you say? And also, this article here, too. Households and food stamps rise to new records. Well, it keeps going up and up and up. What can you say? That's in the States. I'll put this one up, too. And this one here is Canada. This is a bit misleading. It says, it's a PDF with it from the government. I'll put it up tonight at cuttingthroughmates.com. All these links will go up tonight on my site. It says, the purpose of this act is to ensure that telecommunications service providers have the capability to enable national security and law enforcement agencies to exercise their authority to intercept communications and to require telecommunications service providers to provide subscriber and other information without unreasonably impairing the privacy of individuals. The provision of telecommunications services to Canadians or the competitiveness of the Canadian telecommunications industry. And yes, that does translate as this law means that police and spokes can require carriers and ISPs to hand over details about their customers and that they do online or on their phone. The bill even requires telecommunications service providers to decrypt data which they hold. Various Canadian groups oppose the bill on privacy and civil liberties grounds, not least because the bill makes warrantless interceptions possible. Openmedia.ca created the website Stop Spying CA and gathered more than 100,000 signatures to a virtual petition opposing the bill. So anyway, it says Canada cans the net surveillance law because of all the backlash. Don't believe it. Don't believe it for a minute, folks. It ain't going to. They might say one thing, but you never told the truth about anything, especially to do with. This is a worldwide surveillance system. They're sharing it with certain countries, by the way. All this data. And so they can't can it. Canada's already sharing it all with the NSA in the States. And they've already admitted in previous articles I've read here that even the cross-border guys, they have access to every Canadian citizen's data, all their data. That the Canadian government's already got on you. So don't believe they're canning it. It's not going to happen. Maybe that one will can. They've got 1,000 more there that you haven't even heard about yet. It's on the go. Now, finishing off Britain, it says, come to the UK, David Cameron urges Indian students ahead of this of visit, it says. And it says, Cameron had urged Indian students to come and study in the UK as he tried to address concerns about tougher visa rules ahead of visiting the country. The politicians have come under fire for tightening the rules on post-study leave to remain in the UK, which some business and universities believe is deterring people from applying. So Cameron accepted the policies may not have been communicated properly. He said there was no limit on the number of people able to come and stay from India. Ahead of his visit to New Delhi and Mumbai next week, his second since number, he was in number 10, the Prime Minister told India media there was already 40,000 Indian students in the UK, and he hoped numbers would increase in the future. He made clear that the only requirements for students wishing to come to the UK was a guaranteed place at university and a basic English qualification. So there's a few articles on this. But he actually says they can stay on in the UK after they've graduated and so on, etc., etc., etc. And this one here too, again, it's just the same thing, another article but the same thing. No limit on the number of Indian nationals who can come to Britain to study and work, David Cameron has said. And this other one, too, is, says here, Brighton Council in England is to open. They just cancelled out genders. There's no genders now in Brighton. You know, there's no such thing as gender anymore. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that godlike, you know, abilities that they have there? Really goes to their head. Anyway, it's open to open gender-neutral public toilets as it phases out male and female lavatories, they call it here, lavatories. And it's a new development will include toilets that can be used by any adult or child. Brighton and Hove City Council want to promote term gender neutral, and opponents describe the change in signage as unnecessary bureaucracy. Toilets will not feature the words of men and ladies, but universal symbols. And it says that the council's plan to replace replace traditional male and female toilets with gender-neutral toilets in an attempt to facilitate the transgender community. So everybody has to change because of a tiny, tiny wee minority that are not very happy with, or even are not sure what they are, whatever else. But everybody else has to change because of that. It seems to be the most important thing on the planet, according to the media. But it's more true than anything else. It's to destroy any concept of anything that was down through a long, long history, normal. That's what it was for. To destroy anything of normality whatsoever, or even privacy in any kind at all in the toilets. And if you want to see some strange guy walk in high heels when you're in the toilet and you're a fella, it's a bit appropriate and completely disconcerting, believe you me. And especially when you give me that kind of strange eye and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, same with girls too, they get fed up with this kind of nonsense. But you're supposed to put up with it because of the big agenda, heavily funded from the very, very top, of course, because all conventional systems have to be utterly destroyed. Remember that the Frankfurt School was set out to do that for all Western countries, and they said we'd get safer for their own kind if they did all that by destroying the cultures completely, and they're still on the go under different names today. And this is amazing too from Australia. Strict new hygiene rules for childcare will wrap kids in a bubble, says the Australian medical authorities, it says. It says, children will be banned from blowing out candles on community birthday cakes under strict new hygiene rules for childcare. But doctors warn the latest National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines go too far with in bubble wrapping children. Now, here's the bottom line, folks. Now, I've told you before, Lenin said that all these services, the things that would start as services in the West, would eventually come and dominate the West, and they'd be called authorities. You see, if they're still services, they can ask you politely for everything they want to, because you know, get lost, then they would let you go. But now they're authorities now, you see. It's all part of running your lives in a sort of microscopic fashion right through your life. So it says the NHMRC is urging childcare centres to stand up to parents who insist on sending a sick child to daycare even if they have a medical certificate. And of course, they don't go to school, they'll end up getting asked, you know, why they're not, the child's not in school, and they get fined for that too. And daycare staff will now have to wash toys, doorknobs, floors, and cushions, covers every day. New guidelines state that children who want to blow out a candle on their birthday should bring their very own cupcake, avoiding blowing germs all over a shared cake. Everybody's turning into a Hughes. I mean, he had bacteriophobia as well, you know, he had little neurosis. This is enough to give you that same kind of problem, isn't it? Children love to blow out their candles where their friends are singing happy birthday, the document says. But it's taboo. Taboo. Your masters have said so. It's taboo. It's just not nice. Mind you, you can have all kinds of strange sex and everything else, and that's okay. Even with folk who have got diseases, that's okay too. You see? But just don't blow out a candle. And Bill Gates dodges the questions on why he owns 500,000 shares of Monsanto. And it says, he was asked this, shares Monsanto, Bill Gates, primarily known as the multi-billionaire Microsoft, the company behind the most popular computer games and so on. With this massive wealth, he's retired from leading Microsoft and is now instead focuses money and time on furthering genetically modified technology, geoengineering, experimental vaccinations, and preaching about how Monsanto is the answer to world hunger. Well, this guy is a top eugenicist. His father was before him, by the way. And he's already admitted by the vaccination programs he'll basically be able to bring down the population because it sterilizes them. That's why. Now, the food also does a great job of sterilizing you too, the stuff. Because you have not, I tell you, even look at the stuff they spray on, they have to spray on the Monsanto. They use their own chemicals too. That in itself is not to sterilize you. Never mind the stuff they put in and all the genes they put into the crops as well. This is warfare, folks. This is warfare. Pure war, very simple. And they're all from them with various cancers and all the rest of it too. And they already know that too, even their early tests or with this kind of stuff on various mammals, they'll end up with gastrointestinal problems, and also they had cancers of the stomach and so on. So it says Bill Gates is funding the corporations and their courts, funding corporations caught in child slaverings. Not enough, Bill Gates Melinda Foundation has now teamed up with Cargill to pump GMO soy into third worlds. Cargill, of course, is a $133 billion corporation that also been found in direct violation of human rights laws. Cargill was sued by the International Labour Rights Fund for trafficking children from Mali and forcing them to work on cocoa bean plantations for around 12 to 14 hours each day without pay, food, or sleep. China, they know it because they tried to use them on the Chinese before to make them sterile. That's what they're now making you use for your chicken feed here in Canada and the States. But anyway, they're all crooks at the top, and it's just pure propaganda. You understand, the same system and the same people, actually, who make someone a star in music or in the movies, whatever, are the same guys who make these characters into stars. They call them make a star, a scientist into a star. They've been at this job for a long time, because you won't listen to anybody. Make them a star, and all you'll do is prattle on what they say. Yeah, they're so simple. We're very simple people, really, isn't it? Very simple. And then Intel is the latest firm to announce TV boxes spies on you and selects ads that match your behavior. And the idiots who watch the idiot box will keep watching. Back with more after this.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Through the matrix. Unless I said something, because I just cut off my satellite feed there. That happens once in a while, but you get a bit touchy after you've said something. I'm not sure what I've said. It could be anything at all. Anyway, talking about this new Intel product, this black box is going to stare back at viewers. But the terminology they use is wonderful. How they're going to do it for you, you see? It's like being there to help you. And it says, in Intel Media is to make and market the Orwellian streaming television product. And Eric Huggers, it shows you, Vice President of Intel Media, says the new service would offer users a TV that's much more personal, that learns about you, that actually cares about who you are. That's all they have to do to the schmucks, you know, and away they go. Oh, that's nice, you know. So I'll put this up tonight, too, and you can actually see their ads and the video and so on. And folk will go for this because they've been trained. There's no... Who needs privacy, do you think? Who needs privacy, do you think? I mean, they're complete... Most people out there, sorry, have got all their history from Hollywood movies. They have no idea of reality at all, and yet you just, well, see, that's it. Again, I'll put up that one, too, with Berlusconi. And she's honest. He says, with a week or two to go into the Italian elections, things are getting a little odd, to say the least. Somewhat scandal-prone Berlusconi, who self-declared himself leading in the polls recently, has come out swinging in defense of fellow business leaders' ethical aggressions. The Bunga Party banner man defends bribery. He says these are not crimes, he notes, as the FT reports. Bribes are a phenomenon that exists, and it's useless to deny the existence of these necessary situations. Well, that's true enough. I mean, every politician gets bribed. It's called backing, folks. And he's not going to turn against the hand that feeds him, or all the hands that feed him, depends on who you get money from. That is reality, folks. That's reality. And look at the money they need to run for elections in the States and elsewhere. It's just phenomenal. You can't do it with the big international corporations backing you. They approve you. Apart from that, too, they put you in, because they only put their own members and enemy, CFR, and Royal Institute of International Affairs. But it's a joke. The whole system is a joke under the guise of democracy. It's quite wonderful, this guise. Also, it says the Secretary of State Hillary Clinton announced at her stepping down party February 1st that a consortium of the State Department, the U.S. State Department, the World Wide Web Foundation, and Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, Intel, and Cisco Sky, SAIL, the Valley Systems, has been created to develop the African Internet. The group is called the Alliance for an Affordable Internet for Africa. And Obama has already promised to grant a few tax money, a total of $307 billion to the Silicon Valley for the technology and systems required for the African adventure. Isn't that wonderful? This redistribution of wealth, a la Karl Marx, Communist Manifesto and all that. Right? Isn't it wonderful living in communism for the corporates at the top? It's wonderful. It's true, the Americans are the most generous in the world. They don't get asked about it, mind you, but they're definitely generous. They pay up. Also, folks, commit suicide in Spain over evictions as the EU struggles with unemployment because they did not just let the banks go under. And they're now run by the IMF and the technocrats from the World Bank and so on. And also a guy from France apparently set himself on fire too, an unemployed man as well. But you see more and more of this. Who cares these days? Nobody cares. Everybody's so desensitized, I think. And also, just to finish off, there's the music coming in here too, that apparently Alan Dershowitz wants to be the guy who picks who's to be the next pope, because he doesn't like the one that put up with the article tonight too. From Hamish Marcel from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to be your God, or your God